Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Press the button, my friend.
The Out of Bounds Show is live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge in the Bank Plus Studio.
Check it out.
Good morning. Welcome in. Your SEC Insider Hit today is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your auto and home. Save with your local Farm Bureau insurance agent. They will take care of you and your family in any of the 82 counties in the state of Mississippi. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Our guests join us on the Corona Premier Guest Line. We welcome in our friend Brad Edwards. Spent 25 years at ESPN in the world of college football and some hoops and baseball. And Brad joins us on 105.9 The Zone. Brad Edwards, good morning.
Good morning, Bo. How is everything?
Well, now that you're on the phone, I hear your voice. It's better. I hope you're doing well.
Good. It's been a while.
It has. We're going to drop some audio for you. And Nick Saban's at a golf tournament last week talking about parity. And we got a big chuckle out of it, but I'd like to get your thoughts. Blake?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I'd like to see us be able to work back to is, you know, everything in college football has always had parity. You know, same scholarship. You know, same academic support, healthcare, whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think we have that balance right now, which could affect, you know, the parity of college football and college athletics as a whole. So, and I know we got a lot of good people working on it, and I'm sure they'll come up with a good solution for us.
All right. And then Lane Kiffin quote tweeted that and said basically that, does Nick Saban even know what parity is? Brad Edwards, you covered the sport for a long time, and you got to see a few eras come and go and teams come and go. Your thoughts on Nick Saban talking parity in college football?
Yeah, what he means is if we start right now, it's going to take several years to actually accomplish this. And so by the time I finish dominating – and I retire, then parity can be in place. That's what he means. I've heard Saban talk about this stuff many times over the years, and I don't know. Maybe it was because he used the word parity. I don't know why it was such a big deal this time. But he's been saying this for over a decade now that there, certain things are not to the advantage of the well-being of the sport, I guess is the best way to put it. And so you kind of have this dichotomy between, you know, there being a guy who not only wants to dominate, but is actually dominating, and at the same time wanting what is best for college football. And, at times those seem to be at odds with each other. But, I mean, let's go back to about 10 years ago or so, you know, when his defenses were having trouble, as everybody else was, with these, you know, spread up tempo offenses. And he said, is this what we want football to be? And everybody interpreted that to mean, oh, he can't compete this way. So therefore he wants to keep the sport from being like this because he's going to fall behind. I think what he meant was, we're going to have an even better advantage if this is what you want this to be, because the more plays there are in a game.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics.
Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today.
The more it favors the team with the better players, and
no
we have the better
question.
Players. So if you want to play like this, do so at your own risk, because it's going to give us more of an advantage than we already have.
Yeah.
And look what happened. Okay, as soon as Alabama decided to open up the offense with Lane Kiffin, obviously being the guy who really started that back in 2014. Look what's happened to Alabama's offense, and it has been. If not the best in college football over that span, certainly right up there with Oklahoma and whomever else you might throw into that conversation. But now they've gone from being a program that dominated on defense to one that really beats you with their offense. And then you've seen the same thing in the last few years where Saban, actually, even when they went to the playoff, Saban was like, are you sure this is what you want to do? Because, you know, as he was saying, it's not the best thing for the bowl system. You know, it's gonna make some of these other bowl games even less meaningful than they already are, and that's true. But what's happened is the playoff has made it more likely that the best team is going to win. I mean, you could have one big upset in a single game, but when you get to where you got to get to that point and win two games against top competition, the odds of the underdog coming out on top. In fact, have we even seen it in the playoff era? I don't think so.
No.
You know, I mean, there's always been a big difference between being good enough to get to the playoff and being good enough to win it. And the truth is only four or five teams are actually good enough to win it any given year. And I think Saban saw that and he asked, is this what we want? Everyone's like, yeah. And of course, now we see the same thing with the transfer portal. We see the same thing with NIL. Every change that is made that people think is going to make the sport better, and maybe these things have made the sport better, but what they've also done is that they have made the rich richer. And of course, Alabama is up at the top of the rich, and especially with Saban there, the gap between them and most other teams in the country just keeps getting wider and wider because of all these things. And I think that's what he's getting at is look, at some point we've got to reel this stuff back in and give everybody else a chance, because if Alabama's not winning it, it's going to be Georgia or LSU or Clemson or Ohio State. Is there anyone else that even has a shot? I mean, you've got to recruit at a certain level to have a chance to win those last two games against that level of competition. And at the moment, I mean, look, maybe if USC gets it going, they could have that type of talent. But there aren't many programs in the country that are even capable of getting there. And I think that's the essence of what he's trying to say. Is he going to care if nobody does anything and he wins three more national titles? Probably not.
No. And where you're going, Brad Edwards spent 25 years at ESPN, joins us on the Corona Premier guest line. Even since we expanded from the BCS, which you were all over, you were ESPN's BCS insider. Since we expand to the four teams in college football, we haven't had four teams that could win it in the college football playoff. Brad?
Yeah, you know, I would say the one exception to that would be 2017. And that was when Alabama got in as the four seed. And that was even controversial. You may remember Ohio State had two losses that year, but they were a Big Ten champion, and there was debate as to who should get the fourth spot. And Alabama got in as the four seed, and they end up, you know, beating Clemson, the one seed, in the semifinal. And then you had that incredible Georgia-Oklahoma Rose Bowl as the other semifinal, and obviously another incredible game with overtime yet again in the championship. So you could make an argument 2017, even if maybe you throw Ohio State in the mix and say it's possible five teams, any of those five teams could have won it that year. In my opinion, that was Oklahoma's best team.
They played Georgia out in the Rose Bowl to get there?
Yeah, that's the one that,
that was a great game.
That blew the lead against Georgia and Baker Mayfield. I would say that was probably the best team Oklahoma has had since 2008. So that if Oklahoma was going to have a chance to win it, that was their chance. And they were good enough. They could have won the national championship if they'd gotten by Georgia, but they didn't, obviously. The only other year I would point to would be the very first one, 2014, which also was a year where the four seed won the playoff. That was the Ohio State Cardale Jones team. And the thing is, though, that year, the four best teams were not the teams that were in the playoff, although I think that's often the case. The four best teams aren't actually the four that are in there. Florida State was undefeated, defending national champion. They had to be in, but they weren't that good, and they had a lot of close calls during the season, managed to survive. The fifth team, the one that didn't get in, was TCU, and Ole Miss fans remember how good that TCU team was because they had to play them in the bowl game. So I think there were four teams. If you substitute TCU for Florida State, I think there were four teams that year that might have been good enough to win it. But okay. But you're right. I mean, most of the time, there is no more than – I don't know. I would say most of the time
– two?
You've got two teams, maybe three, that are good enough to win. Last year, obviously, there were two. So we've gotten to a point. This is very different, Bo. I mean, you remember, you don't even have to be as old as we are, you know, to go back. And when I say that, I mean, like, you know, anywhere in the range of 50. I mean, go back to the BCS years. I mean, think about that. There was a national championship game in 2010 between Auburn and Oregon, neither of which put very many players into the NFL.
That's a good point.
You know, and I mean, Cam Newton was the difference that year because he was just an all-time great college football player. But, you know, you don't have to go back all that far to have some seasons where there were some teams that were, you know, seriously in the mix for the national championship that didn't have, you know, the type of talent that the best teams have
today. I think those days, first of all, you're right. You're spot on.